todo sea por un beso deal. Ya soñabas con llegar a McDonald's, ordenar tus McNuggets y tu Big Mac de siempre. Con extra pepinillos, extra salsa especial, extra cebolla, porque tú eres así, extra. Pero luego recuerdas que estás en una cuarta cita y quizá ordenar cebollas extra no sea la mejor movida. Hay un meal para cada cita en McDonald's. Ordena por anticipado por el app de McDonald's y llévate dos de tus favoritos, como McNuggets de 10 piezas y una Big Mac por solo $6. Precios y participación pueden variar, producto individual a precio regular.
How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? We're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chrises,
the podcast. The Chrises are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's LEEFY. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show. Nothing? Really? Ryan, what time we started the show? I'm ready to go. Oh, we're live? And we're live. Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chrises.
I'm your host, Chris.
I'm your host, Chris.
And we have a very, very fancy edition for you, times 54 today. Thank you for joining us from around the world. Quarantine the Chrises live here in Los Angeles. We were just rocking out to some Madonna. Was that Madonna? Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't know we were live, but thank you for joining us today. Special edition today, Chris.
Yes, a Dress You Up Friday, Chris.
Oh, in my love?
And anyone's love, really. Oh, okay. We're suited up from the suite, Chris.
Oh, from the suite.
The train suite, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How much do we have to pay for this?
Let's see. We put it on the bill, the company credit card.
I think we put it on Karen McCarter 78's credit card as she's rejoining us after a very long hiatus. But thank you for joining us today. We have a special PSA.
Special PSA today, shout out Hiatus Tequila. Our special PSA is please be responsible, wear a mask, and practice social distancing.
I think what he's trying to say is please wear an effing mask, and please stay at least 6 feet away from people, particularly if you're indoors. That's 2 meters if you're across the pond. If you can basically reach out and touch me, then it's not going to be a good idea. Never send me an email again about this show. I promise I'm going to send you two now. One in the morning and one at night, just so you remind yourself that we're on at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every day that ends.
And why?
It does not start with
S.
Common sense. There you go. We do have t-shirts available.
They can get them, Chris.
They can get them at QWT.com or the link in our bio. They are fresh to death, tie-dye, hand-tie-dyed by our friends at Davey. Find them on our website, qwt.com, or the link in our bio if you're on Instagram, which is up there. Die.
Is correct. They are tie-dyed.
They are tie-dyed. Wow. Congratulations. And speaking of other things you should do aside from buying a Quarantine the Christmas Season 200 shirt is probably send this in if you're mailing Ballard.
You know, it's funny. I was walking downtown Manhattan Beach today, and there was
downtown.
Right by the library, there's a book drop off, and there's also a voting drop off.
So if you confuse the two,
on the book drop off, it's like this is you cannot vote here. I wonder what's happened. Like, can you imagine dropping a book off in the voters and vice versa?
You just go to the library when the world reopens, and then your like little voting thing is in like where voting souls go when they die.
Yeah, someone rents out. Someone is able to rent out your ballot in 2022.
That might happen.
See how you voted.
Karen McCarter 78 is not doing the tie-dye trend. I'm sorry to hear that. Ooh. That's unfortunate. But we are. So you can go to qwt.com/shop with the link in our bio. If you're on Instagram, you can purchase a limited edition shirt. They're flying off the shelves. We sent about 10 out just today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was a lot, Chris. That was a lot of work for Ryan to finally do.
Yeah, Ryan, thank you for... Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, just stay there. Well, thank you if you're a cat mom from Wisconsin for joining Quarantine the Chris's today. Our community cause is I Am a Voter.
Yes, I Am a Voter is a nonpartisan movement that aims to create a cultural shift around voting and civic engagement by unifying around a central truth and theme. Our democracy works best when we all participate.
I Am a Voter makes sure you always know when elections are happening and have the information you need to vote with confidence. Sign up to receive election reminders. Fun fact, the election is in less than 2 weeks. Get registered to vote. Hopefully you are already. I don't think you can anymore, depending on what state you're in. But you can still apply for absentee ballot or simply just find out where your polling locations or the drop box locations are located. Go to iamavoter.com. If you're on Instagram, go to @IamAVoter. Or if you like texting, you can text voter to 26797. That's 26797 for more information about voting. Because voting is cool, Chris.
Is it? It's what the cool kids do.
It's what all the cool kids do.
What do the cool kids do nowadays, Chris?
Like, they vote. Yeah.
But what if you're what do high schoolers do today? Like,
TikTok.
Do they surf? Do they ride bikes? Do they skateboard? What do cool kids do anymore, Chris? Just TikTok? That's how you become.
They do this weird TikTok dance where they lift one leg up and throw it back and do it like that. And they do it constantly throughout the day without stopping.
Do you think, what goes on in classrooms? Now, do you think it's just a bunch of like TikTok breaks?
Yeah, everyone just has to move their arms and move their legs and do all these things. Like, my niece, I saw the other day, and she just keeps doing these things with her arms, like without even like just having a normal conversation. Imagine just talking to someone who just doesn't stop doing this.
Well, speaking of which, we do have a Jamie Selects joining the program. Hey, Jamie, he knows a little bit of thing about doing things with his hands.
Oh, I think
check him out. Yeah, you got anything coming up, Jamie? No, you always have something coming up.
Yeah, let us know, Jamie. Yes. Let us know in the comments. Quarantine the Chris is live in Los Angeles. We do have to pay the bills.
Oh, yes. We're sponsored by Cafevo Coffee, our favorite, 200% more antioxidants than most coffee. This is a Mexican. This is a romantic hint of chocolate dark roast. It's my dad's favorite, actually.
This is DJ's favorite coffee. Stream on 10:30. That's Ryan.
Thanks,
yeah, Ryan.
That's my birthday.
It's birthday, so a special birthday stream for you in your honor. That's so nice.
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. 5 p.m. Pacific. We got Miles Medina headlining.
Wow.
Happy Hollow Stream. That sounds like it could be on an infomercial as part of one of the side effects for a particular like cholesterol drug.
Yeah.
Like, possible side effects include hollow streams.
It's a hollow dream of mine. Yeah. Yes.
But Cafevo, up to 200% more antioxidants than any other coffee, now found this week in Bristol Farms with a lovely display with new packaging. It smells amazing. It tastes even better. We're giving one away today for the best comment. Best comment or question, you get your hands on a brand spanking new bag of Cafevo before we just keep it for ourselves.
Yeah, we keep the aromas for ourselves, Chris.
Yep. Ryan, we got
some good smelling guests on tonight.
We got someone great smelling, Ryan?
Yeah.
We got him on? Okay, one sec. Crazy about a show dress band.
Woo! Wow. Nope.
Oh!
I think that's the first time we were in unison.
I think it was. Wait a minute. I already did the MR Live. Are we our own guests today?
Seems to be a Friday trend, Chris.
Ryan, we can't get anyone on Fridays anymore. Okay.
It's a popular day.
It's also the World Series is playing. I'm sure the Dodgers are up by 80 points right now, which is not how you score in baseball. But Ryan puts stuff on the teleprompter wrong all the time.
Speaking of scoring, if you were to score a musical about this train, what would be your top two tracks?
Probably John Mayer, Stop This Train, live from the Greek.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you just keep playing that on repeat?
Stop this train, I I want to get and go home again. Wow. Like that, yeah.
That was pretty. What do you think John Mayer's up to?
Probably making like 17 albums. I feel like he's the type of person in quarantine that would make like at least 20 albums.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's your favorite train song, not counting Quad Cities DJs? Come on, ride this train.
I think my favorite train song is Drops of Jupiter.
Oh, In Her Hair?
Sure, yes. Oh. Ooh, that is a good one, actually. I'm going to start crying over here, Chris, talking about Train.
We're going to play, Train, Drops of Jupiter, and Marry Me, and it's going to be Waterworks over here. Ryan, you're going to... No, we're not going to queue it up. We don't have time. We told people to vote. If you haven't voted before or haven't heard about voting and you're over 18, you should probably do it. Whether you're voting for President Kanye or President Mickey Mouse, we don't care. Simply send your ballot in any way you can. Or if you want to go to the polls on November 3rd, feel free. It's less than 2 weeks to the party, and then probably another couple weeks of us figuring out in litigation who actually is the president.
Sounds like, what, 98 all over again? What was the thing in chat? Was that 98?
2000.
2000, close. Yeah. Close.
Al Gore won by, like, I think it was a couple hundred, or maybe, like, 2,000. It was, like, nothing. It was, like, I mean, I'm sorry, Al Gore lost. He won the popular vote, but he lost in Florida, then they sued, and then he wouldn't give the presidency to Bush, and then all that happened. But I'm sure it'll be way better this time. Just stay tuned. We don't usually get too political on the show, but we do like voting. So please continue to do it. Some of our friends are actually voting for the first time, which is wonderful. Cheers to all of you if you're voting for the 100th or the first. I don't know. There's like elections all the time and like local. You can probably vote a lot.
Yeah. I was looking through the local paper and was looking at all the election stuff, and I think I might throw my hat in the ring to go to run.
You're gonna run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go run on the beach, actually.
Oh, that's how you run?
And throw my hat on the ground and run on the beach. That's how I'm going to run for mayor.
That makes sense.
I think I'm just going to... I probably should just write mayor, or maybe, like, be listening to John Mayer on repeat.
That probably would work.
I listen to John Mayer while I run, and that's how I'm going to become mayor of Manhattan Beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, dream big. Manhattan Beach actually has, like, a rotating weird mayor thing. Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, it sounds like I can get part of the mix then. Maybe we can get DJ Jamie Selects up there to get us in the mix.
Maybe. Fun fact, the acting mayor, or whatever, the interim, or whatever they called the mayor, early in the pandemic, just pretended that the coronavirus didn't exist and was on the news being like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask or don't do anything, don't worry about it.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact.
Fun fact.
The more you know!
Ooh, ding, ding, ding.
Dick. We have four people watching right now somehow still. We wanted to know what you're doing this weekend. Ooh. One of us is going a little excursion.
Yeah, one of us may be going on an excursion. Chris, you want to talk to us about it?
I thought you were on a train. We are on the train.
Yeah, we're actually on our excursion. This is how we go places now. We just virtually go through TVs.
Yep. We have no life, and ever since the start of the pandemic over 7 months ago, just put things on YouTube and pretend we're virtually there. Fun fact, when we started doing this, we originally did ones that were more like motion, but then it got a little confusing. And we did one where we're walking through Tokyo, and we had it on, and this man yelled at someone to get out of the bike lane, despite the fact that we were watching a recorded version of people walking through Tokyo, because he really cares about the bike path.
You gotta keep the bike path clear. What are your thoughts on people... Man, I go back and forth on this. What are your thoughts of people walking on the bike path down by the water?
I'm 50-50. I prefer, as Mike Gardner taught me as a young child, to run against traffic. And if you're biking, bike with traffic. So I sometimes will run against on the bike path just because there's so many humans on the strand. But
yeah.
Pre-pandemic, I would just run on the strand and then not on the bike path. I'm not too keen on people walking on the bike path, but I understand...
Yeah.
For COVID purposes, although most people probably aren't doing it for COVID purposes.
Well, I get it. I used to run on the bike path, and looking at it, I don't necessarily agree with it, Chris.
Wow, so you've changed your opinion.
I've changed my opinion just by personal.
How do you feel about
it? You know what? I feel bad. I look back at my younger self, mm-hmm. and I realize how selfish I might have been. Yes.
Well, and define selfish.
Thinking of myself and my needs only, yes.
Oh, correct. Yes. Well, whether you like to run on bike paths or not, we appreciate it. Quarantine the Chris is live here in Los Angeles, a very fancy Friday edition. We basically just get dressed up above our waist every Friday for really just a reprieve from the sweatpants and shorts we wear every day.
I kept my pants on because I thought it was cold today, and now I'm sweating.
Well, Ryan, we know what happens. He gets a violation. We know that's you have to do something that involves activities. Burpees? Oh. Do people just do burpees? Are burpees still a thing?
Yeah, burpees are a thing for the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's a fun fact.
Shout out to our friends involved in the Miss USA pageant, Katarina.
Yeah, Katarina, we're rooting for you. I think it's coming up. Last time we talked to her earlier in the quarantine, we felt like it was really far away, but I think the Miss USA pageant's coming up.
I believe it's coming here. Is it okay if I go on a rant, Chris?
Ryan, we got time for a rant? Yeah.
It's called a plant rant, Chris. I just wanted to acknowledge, I think the advice that Dr. Taryn Marie gave us on Monday really worked. The basil plant's doing quite well. It looks like it's flourishing out there on the pedestal we've kept it on.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany the basil plant. I believe a viewer, a longtime listener, named it Brittany the basil plant. I'm not sure exactly who it is, but we took the advice from a resiliency expert on Monday, and our basil plant is the only thing that's alive and thriving in the quarantine court.
Yes, so sing to one's plant, Chris.
Yeah.
Play a Beethoven.
Sing to the plant. I mean, the plant's doing God's work. I don't know how that basil plant's still alive. We kill basil plants, like, by the time it gets in the house.
And it's even, like, starting to grow. So thank you, Dr. Taryn Marie, for giving us the best advice we may have ever received on this this show.
Probably is. Yeah. And it's the only plant I've actually kept alive for longer than a week. We thought about getting a goldfish because Mercury's in retrograde, so I'm sure the goldfish will live forever. But as we found out yesterday, talking ill of Mercury being in retrograde causes multiple audio issues. And
be careful what you say, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you may get drops of Jupiter in your hair.
I will never shame talk Mercury being in retrograde again.
We have
a question from the audience. We have just a comment. Plant.
Wow.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that. Another question here. What songs are you singing to the planet?
Ooh, to the planet. Ooh, interesting. I haven't been singing to the planet, but I have been singing to the plant, which is part of the planet. So maybe should we give them a sneak peek of the song we've created?
I think before we do get the sneak peek, the song that we wrote that I believe is charting on some countries' Billboard charts right now. I sing to the planet, heal the world.
Oh.
And I sing to the plant, don't let me down, the Chainsmokers version, Skrillex remix.
Wow, that's a good, interesting. I didn't realize, maybe our plant is being very well cultured because I sing it like a personal lullaby.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that? How's that goes?
Hey, little plant, you're so cute. Grow up to be a monstrous shoot.
Hashtag monstrous shoot is, I'm sure, trending right now, and it's probably the only time that those words have been joined in a hashtag. We can't wait to put that on Instagram later and see all of the hashtaggery that goes on with it.
Yes.
Thank you for the question.
It works, though. Look at how big she's getting.
She's huge.
Yes.
Thank you for the question. We appreciate it. What songs do you sing to your plants?
Ooh.
Let us know.
Or animals.
Yeah. Either way. Our basil plant, though, is our most successful thing we've done to date on this show. One thing.
It's flourished.
Flourishing.
It's flourishing. And it's not even on the floor, Chris.
No, it's not. It's elevated now.
Yes.
I don't know if the sun's ever going to come out again here in Los Angeles, but maybe one day it will. Ooh, Anthony, a little laughing right there. We appreciate it. Are there any plants that you have, sir?
Ooh.
It is Anthony.
That is Anthony,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall any plants at Anthony's place, but you know, during quarantine, maybe they've flourished as well.
Oh wow!
Maybe he sings Britney songs to his plants, and they come alive.
I think he only sings Britney songs, but the older Britney songs, not
yeah.
Dead plants.
Dead plants.
Oh.
Well, kind of like dead mouse. actually.
Yeah, or it's what was it? Hollow Stream, was it?
Hollow Stream.
Hollow
yes.
Stream. Hollow Stream. 'Tis the season for the spooky season.
Spooky season, yeah.
SZN, whoever created that. Season.
What's been your favorite, speaking of spooky season coming around the corner, what's been your favorite decorations you've seen?
There's one house actually down the street that has this huge webbing, looks like a real spider, as the first fly ever lands on my face on Quarantine of the Crisis. But my real favorite is in Flanders, New Jersey. There is a skeleton with a Quarantine of the Crisis season one shirt.
Whoa,
only two,
retro.
Only
retro.
Two retro shirts left. Wow. Hopefully it could eventually have a Quarantine of the Crisis tie-dye shirt available at the link in our bio or at qwt.com/shop. Hendrix tie-dye shirts, they are limited edition. And they are in style and in season?
In style and in season, yes. Yeah. Always in season.
Season.
Yes. Yeah. For every season, actually.
Season.
But Mason says he has... Mason says, I have dirt.
Well, God made dirt, and last time I checked, dirt don't hurt.
Or it don't squirt either. Oh, so if you do squirt it, though, maybe something will grow.
Really? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think if you just water dirt, something is bound to grow.
Just... Like, cool shirts, dude. Oh, wow. Well,
you.
There's one. If you go to the link in our bio, the cool shirt could be yours.
Yes. QWT.
Chris's?
QWT.
Chris's?
QWT.
Chris's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
No. Yeah, I couldn't remember what our names were.
Yeah, it's tough. It's you know, we handle so many people every day.
A lot of handles.
Lots of handles.
According to the Crisis, we do this every day. It ends in Y. That does not start with S. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, we're our own guests, as Ryan's guest unfortunately couldn't make it. But we're back at it next week with a slew of people. We have artists. We have young entrepreneurs. We have
podcasters
as well.
Yeah.
Are they comfortable? Yes, they're comfortable.
They're quite warm. We can even pre-wear it for you if you like, if you want some of our pheromones in it.
Yeah. They're made by our friends at Davey, which is an actual streetwear company. If you go to Davey for a day on Instagram, or I think it's iamdavey.com, these are like actually probably the best shirts we actually own, believe it or not.
Could be, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of TikTokers.
Oh, speaking of TikTokers.
We have a cat mom that TikToks and a Basil mom that TikToks.
Oh, B-Basil.
B-Basil.
B-Basil.io, 78.
Yes, maybe she knows something about basil plants.
I think she's had a basil plant for like 3 quarantines now.
Yes.
She's that old.
Wow.
A cat mom in Wisconsin said, I love wearing my tie-dye shirt to do that TikTok dance.
Interesting.
Oh, I think it's the one where her leg goes like back and she thinks it's cool because she knows one dance.
Kit Kat dancing.
Yeah. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, we'll see you on Monday. Cafevo, who wants it? Mason? Mason, you want?
Mason.
I tell you what, Mason, you buy a shirt, you win this coffee. Cafevo, it's our favorite, motafoods.com, or Cafevo, like _antioxidant_, it's a bunch of things. It'll be in our Instagram post after this is over. There you go, Mason.
Cool.
Buy one shirt, get one bag of coffee free. But there you go. We made a sale here, Ryan. We did something right. We appreciate all you for watching Quarantine the Crisis today. Again, we'll be back live on Monday with a full slew of guests. And someone's birthday is on Friday.
Yeah. I can't believe you're getting older, Chris.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know.
Well, let's make it through this weekend first.
We'll try.
Right.
Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Crisis. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Crisis on our website, QWTChrisis.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter at QWTChrisis.
K Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.